Moncrief on News Talk.
In the course of your day, are there things you have to have, even though you might regard them as a luxury? A bun? A Cuban cigar? A foot massage? New research suggests that some people, despite the cost of living crisis, are spending €800 a year just on coffee. News Talk's Of Course I Claim Expenses for Botox correspondent Henry McKean has been out to ask people what they can't do without.
Buzz Fendall, owner of the Royal Barista Cafe, Angel Street, Dublin 2.
Buzz, we're here in your cafe. It's buzzing. People are drinking fresh barista coffee, all different types. For me, that's something I can't give up. I love my fresh coffee. And I would admit, I probably do spend in a month, it's really quite embarrassing to admit, maybe €150 on takeaway coffee. I just can't give it up. Can you understand why?
Fully understand what you mean. We've got many guests just like you, the same. Coffee's now a luxury, but they are foregoing other things to have their coffee. It's something that they really enjoy in the morning. Maybe they've cut it down from two a day to one a day, or three a day instead of five, or something like that. But most certainly coffee's a luxury, and people are spending a lot of money on it.
And the thing is, petrol station coffee, sometimes I have to make do with that from a machine. It's not quite the same, is it?
Machine coffee is machine coffee. You can spend a little less money, buy a machine coffee, drink half of it and throw the rest away. Or you can buy a really good coffee of which you love, drink a whole lot and enjoy.
And what makes your coffee great?
We're professional baristas at the Ball Barista Cafe. We know exactly what we're doing. We would only ever serve you what we would drink ourselves.
The cost of living crisis is still quite bad. I know the electricity companies are saying prices are coming down, but our electricity bill at home is still double what it was before Russia invaded Ukraine. Are you feeling that with prices? Are you feeling that with the public? They haven't got the same spending power.
I agree with what you're saying. There's certainly not that much money around, but once again, people are prioritising. They are still enjoying the luxury of a coffee once a day.
And you, what about you? What could you not give up? What luxury, what, I suppose, secret could you not give up?
Coffee, of course. My God, don't talk to me till I've had my coffee in the morning.
It's okay.
Don't talk to me till I've had my coffee in the morning. You would die.
So we're here in the coffee shop. What could you not give up? What sort of luxury, nice thing in your life could you not give up?
Definitely clothes.
Clothes, and you like your designer clothes?
I do indeed, yeah.
And you'd have to be able to keep them?
Definitely, yeah.
And how are you getting by at the moment? How are you finding it all?
Well, you just have to go, when you're going shopping, reduce certain items or go for the, maybe, I don't know whether I'm allowed to mention the home brands rather than the named brands.
So even when you're like supermarket shopping, you would go for the home brands?
Well, I do now, yeah.
But you used to always go for the big names?
Yeah, I did. So we just have to cut it in that way.
What food?
That was me forcing, but sure, bread is bread.
So bread would be the first thing,
yeah,
that you just...
But that's an Irish thing, isn't it?
You couldn't try on bread, you'd have to have the bread.
I could give up bread. Bread is... I love bread, you know?
James, you're enjoying your regular cup of coffee.
Yeah.
You'd have that daily.
Yes.
And what'd you get?
Just a cup of coffee and a vape.
So a cup of coffee, just a... An Americano and a vape.
Yes, that's it.
So these things get you through?
Yeah, at the point, yeah. Maybe a few pints as well.
Could you give up on them? Could you give up on those few pints, the coffee and the vape?
If I have to, I would. But I'm happy not with it.
You're 81 years of age. You remember the 50s and the 60s and the 70s.
Yeah. I'm a fan of Elvis and all that type of thing, and the Beatles and that. I've seen the Beatles as well, anyway, yeah.
You saw the Beatles?
Yeah, I've seen the Beatles on the Elvis Cinema back
in
the
60s. So you were one of the lucky ones to be there?
I was there, yeah, that's true.
And you can still tell the story?
Does it live up to the expectation? It's a memory, yeah. It's a lovely memory, yeah.
What did you have to give up back then in the 50s and the 60s? There wasn't much, was there?
Well, so much. You hadn't got a lot, so you couldn't really give up. I mean, you're restricted. Even if you're having an hour pint, you're restricted to one or two pints, whatever.
Because of the cost.
You couldn't just go out and have a big...
You couldn't have a session.
Yeah. You got your wages, your allowance at the weekend off your man. That's you might just have one couple of pints or maybe a trip to the cinema. That was it. That That was your luxury then, you know? Yeah.
What things can you not live without now? I mean, you've got your coffee here.
Yeah.
Back in the 60s, I doubt that you went out for a coffee. You couldn't get a coffee, could you? Unless you went to a hotel.
Yeah, damn days there was no such thing as coffee shops or anything like that. Yeah, that's correct, yeah. There's not a lot I can live... Nothing... Well, I don't drink now anyway, so, you know, I can live without the drink anyway at the minute.
So you can live without most things?
Yeah,
just
I can.
Just do.
Yeah, I can, yeah. Nothing like you, yeah.
I don't live without that, really. I just have me a cup of coffee. I don't drink, don't smoke, because it's gone too dear. And the points, you couldn't buy them. You could live without that.
So they're a bit too expensive now, €7 or €8 or €9.
Yeah, so I wouldn't, but that, I gave that up a year ago.
So no more pints for you?
No, it's not worth it.
So you're from Virginia in the United States. Tell me, what luxuries could you not give up?
Freedom.
Can't give up freedom. And is freedom a luxury? Or is it something we should all just take for granted? Or do we have to keep fighting for it?
It's a right.
Right now it's a luxury, yeah. Yeah, I'd say it's a luxury right now.
It's a luxury now?
Yeah.
And what is the threat to freedom at the moment in your book?
It being taken away.
Who's going to take it away?
Government. Big government.
Big government, yeah.
You're from Germany. Is there anything you couldn't give up?
My bed at home.
Your bed?
My bed at home. I need every day, every night to sleep, yes.
And you love your bed?
Yes, of course.
And tell us about your bed. Does it have a fancy mattress?
Just a normal, regular mattress.
And is it a full-size bed? Is it a king-size? Is it a single bed?
Is
double?
Queen-size.
Queen-size?
Queen-size, more or less.
And is it just you?
Just for me.
And that's a big bed for just one man.
It's a big bed for me, yes. Mm-hmm. Everything or nothing.
What luxuries could you not live without?
Yeah, I think it's going to be coffee.
Yeah, but I mean, we have a coffee machine, a nice coffee machine
you
at home.
You have a coffee machine. Tell us about the coffee
machine.
Yeah.
It's a La Specialista
De'Longhi. Yeah.
We got it as a wedding present, and it's great. It made me kind of drink less coffee outside because I can actually make better coffee at home now.
So you've got really good beans.
Yeah, we got the best beans. The best beans.
So that's like the one you'd have in a coffee shop, like a barista one, mm-hmm. with the handle.
Yeah.
Big metally thing. Yeah. Price of a small car.
It was expensive enough, but we didn't buy it. Well, I mean, we paid for it because it was our wedding, and we paid for the wedding, and people bought us the present. So it was £500 or so, but it pays for itself after a few years, you know, and if you look after it, it's, I mean, the amount of coffees, if you drank a coffee every day in town, you would get, that's what, 7 by 5, 35. You'd buy a coffee machine within 4 months if you bought coffee all the time.
So there is a saving to be made. Anything else that you couldn't live without other than the coffee machine?
Yeah, my phone.
Your mobile.
Yeah.
You have to have that.
Yeah, of course, yeah. I think so, yeah.
And what about you? What could you not live without?
It's a luxury, it's more of a burden, isn't it, the phone? I don't know.
It is a bit of a burden, isn't it?
Yeah. Actually, I buy a pretty fancy sunscreen by an Irish dermatologist called Jennifer Rock. She has a brand called Skin Ingredients. I put her sun cream on every day. And I would bring that to a desert island.
And that's important to you?
Hugely.
Especially
care.
On a desert island. Where
yeah,
you're
there you go.
What does a bottle cost?
I think it's £50. I think I get it once every 4 or 5 months.
And you think it's worth it?
I think it's worth every penny. And I put it on, rain or shine. If you're going to be in a desert island, keep that skin safe.
I don't think I could live without shower accessories, because I'm very into my... you know, cleanliness, and that would be my biggest concern. And also, I guess, yes, the coffee, because coffee is life for us. And if we don't have coffee, I'm like a bear in the morning, so I have to have coffee.
So you have to have coffee or you're a bear.
Yeah,
I'm and then you come round.
And then I come round after like maybe 3 cups. So we're from Australia. I'm Irish originally, from Ireland, but we go with a range called Di Lorenzo coffee, and that's our life really. We don't drink, so coffee is our...
Coffee is everything.
Yeah.
And tell us about those luxurious shampoos you have in your shower.
I like to use you know, I would go into Brown Thomas and spend quite a lot on shampoos and skincare. So it'd be
the high-end stuff?
High-end, yeah.
So it could be like €50 for a bottle of shampoo?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. And maybe over €100 for skincare products.
And you love it?
I love it.
And how do you feel about that? Do you think
Me?
It's all worth it.
I agree with her. If she doesn't get a coffee in the morning, she needs to be on an isolated island.
A desert
island, yeah.
Somewhere off Australia.
Somewhere away from people.
Really? Just so for the she sake is a bear?
Oh, God, yes. Yes.
And why does she turn into such a bear? How come she can't cope without coffee?
No idea. I don't know. All I know is to feed her coffee.
And then everything's
large
okay.
Large quantities of coffee.
And are you a coffee man too?
Yes, I am. I'm actually, perhaps that's why she's with me. I used to be a barista.
And did you enjoy being a barista?
Yeah, it was fun. Yeah. Yeah.
I know I was a barista some years ago in Beauties, just
okay, yeah.
Off Grafton Street, not too far from where we're standing.
Yeah.
And it's hard to get it right, to not burn the coffee, to use the right beans.
It is more of an art than a science. It is more of an art than a science. As I say, there's a difference between the people who know how to use a coffee machine and a barista.
And there's no going back for you. It's got to be quality.
No. Look, I've had people try and make me instant coffees before and it just doesn't work.
But Nescafe's improved. And Nespresso is
basically
your word
for that.
An instant coffee. What about Maxwell House? No.
No, I'm not doing it.
No.
You're not
to
doing
me
it.
No, it's a second-hand coffee. You're talking about freeze-dried coffee.
Yeah.
So it's the second time that coffee's been made.
Like, today, for example, we had Nescafe, and we felt like as soon as we came into town, we had to get a decent coffee because we were both a bit catty with each other.
So the Nescafe just didn't
work
for you?
No.
You work with watches, all different types of watches, including luxury watches. Could you live without a luxury watch?
Yes, of course.
You could?
Yeah. It's not needed. It is a luxury. After all, it's not something you need every day.
For many, though, I mean, many people come into the shop and they want a Rolex or a Tag or something, and to them it's so important.
Yeah, I think it's a dream for most people to own a certain kind of watch.
And, like, watches can cost anywhere between, what, 500 and 50,000?
Upwards of that, even.
Upwards?
It's crazy. The market is wild, yeah.
And do people come in and say, can I have that one covered in diamonds?
Absolutely, yeah.
They do? Yeah,
all the time,
And who's buying these fancy watches?
Tourists. A lot of nationals, though, as well, but it's, you know, it's the odd one.
And it's the importance of having the dream watch.
Yeah, it's more of like a status symbol rather than the actual watch.
I couldn't live without a glass of wine.
You have to have a glass of wine?
Yeah, and even to relax, to unwind.
What sort of wine?
Sauvignon Blanc.
It's got to be that?
Yeah,
would it be a big glass, medium-sized glass?
Oh, big.
And you have to have that? That's a luxury
you
couldn't live
without? Yeah, I'm never giving that up.
Just one glass?
Two.
Every night, most nights?
Every night. And maybe four on a Saturday.
And then four, and that's your routine.
I'm happy you.
And you can't give it up.
No, I don't want to. I probably could if I wanted to, but I don't want to.
There you go, Henry McCain speaking to lovers of wine, coffee, and of course, freedom. I went to visit my sister in London over the summer, says the texter. We went to a cafe in Camden. Oh my God. And I was shocked that her weekly treat was an £11 coffee. Like, as in a cup of coffee that costs £11 from a hipster cafe. She claimed that it tastes much better, but to me it was exactly like the one in centre for £3. Nothing's worth £11. Did that man say the government is going to take away freedom? There was some Americans Henry was talking to there. Well, you know, you can guess who they're going to vote for in the election. I'd love to know what the theory behind that is. Also, he said big government. What's the difference between that and small government? Are we at a disadvantage because we have Michael D. Higgins as our head of the government? Well, he's not the head of the government, he's the head of state. And you know what they mean. This is an idea that's very, very old in the United States, that the government or the federal government wants to come away and somehow take away people's freedoms without really it ever being spelled out what exactly that means, though some people are very specific that it means guns. I suppose what they're worried about is that if you're extraordinarily wealthy, the government might take some of your extraordinary wealth and give it to people who might need a bit of help. I think, you know, they call that communism. Some people might call that utter selfishness. People who obsess over coffee are snobs. I'd love to know if these people can notice any difference. You should get Henry to do a blind test. Well, I don't know why we should pick on Henry to do that, but different coffees do taste different. You can detect, I wouldn't have a cultured palate at all, and you can detect a difference. However, I get a coffee every day on the way into work here, and partially it's because, you know, in the morning, you kind of need to wake yourself up, so I might have a coffee or two to do that. But a place that I regularly stop at, and today I regularly stopped at it and ordered me coffee. But there was a fella there with a group of people who was giving a lecture, basically, as to what type of sugar he has in the coffee. It was some sort of sugar I had never heard of before. And he was maintaining he was a purist because he has this kind of fancy sugar in his coffee. The staff in the coffee place, you could hear their eyes rolling.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.